Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Long Beach, to another edition of Swoop's World right here at blogtalkradio.com. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happenings here in Long Beach. Our number, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7449. You can email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, you want to call in tonight, that number is 917-889-7449. Sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World. Hey, welcome Long Beach and all of Southern California. We're in another edition of Swoop's World Primetime. How's it going, Peter?
It's going okay.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to tonight's show. We got Lady Vajayjay coming on.
Should be fun.
It will be a lot of fun. You know, the thing is I was on Facebook, right? And I'm, looking at somebody's comments or something. And then there's a comment on there from Lady Vajayjay. And I said, I got to see who this is. I mean, just by that name, right? So I go and check out the profile. And then I thought I recognized her from last year when I was shooting pictures for Everything Long Beach down at Pride. And so I shot her an email and she called right back, man. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. Should be definitely fun and a little different. We've been doing so many...
Serious?
Serious. There was the child molester thing. That was not bad, just intense. So this should be fun.
Absolutely. Fun's good.
You got to mix it up.
What's been happening with you this week, man?
Well, probably people heard the Long Beach Unified School District Board. They voted to close down two schools and lay off at least 420-something teachers and go to 30-1 students. Can you imagine 30 kindergartners, one class? And, then of course, one of those schools is my daughter's school.
Right.
So that kind of added a little excitement to
the
week.
Excitement to the week, huh?
Not necessarily in a good way, but, the thing is we're the smallest. Those two schools are the smallest. They are going to save money in rent and other places by moving things around. It's hard to argue with it. I mean, it sucks. But as we had, what was his name? The Taub.
Yeah.
President or... director, whatever his title was, actually tell us. He's like, I can't blame anybody. He says, there's no money. If there's no money, there's no money. You can't even blame him for not spending.
He told us this a while back.
Yeah,
so
that was almost a year ago.
Yeah, it was quite a while back. So it's a shame that it's happening, but I guess you could say we actually could have seen it coming, too.
Could have seen it, and the thing is, for Long Beach Unified, at least, I mean, they've been in a crunch, everybody is, and they have done less as far as changes of that nature go than any other schools that, in our area. They held on as long as they could to as many people as they could. So, like I said, it's not a good thing, but given the circumstances, it's not in the least bit surprising.
Right.
But it's a shame. A lot of teachers, a lot of people, you know, who really work hard are going to lose their jobs. That's the worst part.
Yeah, that's horrible. Another thing you talked about, we talked about a little bit ago, Jack Mullane passed away.
Jack Mullane passed away in the past week here. Yeah. And he was 96 years old. Yeah. And I was telling the story that I remember being 13 or 14. I was in football and stuff, so I was kind of getting fitness minded.
Right.
I remember watching his shows. And my mom was a huge fan. And I thought they were just so silly. And then I'm watching, I'm like, how old is he? And that would have been, he's about 60. I was like, anyhow, he was, at the time, they're showing footage of him, like, pulling seven boats with his teeth as he swam some incredible distance, and I'm like, and that was when he was 60, he still had another 36 years of good living. Pretty impressive. And the guy, he made a whole industry,
right.
You know, the whole fitness video, the fitness equipment, he made that so mainstream.
Well, it's my understanding, he's the first to have the gyms.
So 96, so that's a long life, so nobody's gonna complain about that, but I was surprised he was still alive, to be honest with you. I like he died. I was like, didn't that happen years ago? So good for him. We should all be that fit.
You should also be so lucky. Exactly. Well, I tell you what, let's go to our first break.
All right,
and come back and bring on our guests.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, you know what we're going to do is, like I said, we've somebody we're hoping to get on the show pretty soon is Omar Torres. I saw him live, and he's just fantastic. We're going to play one from Omar Torres, and we'll be back in just a bit.
for a queen. Every piece of bait that's in this chest, I give it all to lay one hand upon y'all. Hey, Marina, I drink too much, I laugh too loud. Hey, Marina, cause every girl needs a pirate around the house. Well, if you're half not moved by the song I sing, just think of all of the gifts I'll bring. From Havana to Veracruz, San Juan offers the silken shoes. I never make an offer twice, so please accept me while I'm at the dice. Hey, Marina, I drink too much and I laugh too loud. Hey, Marina, cause every girl.
On this week's Friends of Swoop's World segment, we spotlight two local businesses, Alfred's English Gardens and Richco Gates. Kathy Alford of Alfred's English Gardens was recently chosen by the City of Long Beach Water Department to help educate homeowners about alternative low-water garden options. Visit the website and click on eSmart Gardens for case studies and photo galleries of gorgeous gardens in Long Beach. Go to www.kathyalford.com. Richco Gates. Richco is a local builder that specializes in locally handcrafted outdoor woodwork built specifically for each client. Richco believes in doing a great job and having fun in the process. He builds gates in a variety of styles. Check out the photo gallery at richcogates.com for more information. If you'd like to become a friend of Swoop's World and have your business mentioned on our air, send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And back to our guests right after this. Back live on Black Live on Swoop's World at prime time on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to give us a call, the number is 917-889-7449. You can always fan us on Facebook and like us on Facebook, whatever it's called now. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And tonight our guest is Lady Vajayjay. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
No problem.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and we always start off a little bit saying, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, where you moved to Long Beach recently, or how you ended up in this area. Just let us know.
Okay, well, So you want my drag information? You want my boy information?
It's all on you.
Okay, so my boy information. I was born in Thailand, and I'm part Thai and part Puerto Rican. I was a military kid, and I moved around pretty much all my life. Moved to Long Beach, actually. Let's see here. I met my ex in 9... I can't remember. I lived in Long Beach for about 2 years, and then I met my current ex, and I moved to Orange County, to the Orange Curtain, and stayed there for about 5 years. I've been single about a little over a year, so you can do the math that way. I'm really bad about that, years like that. And then, actually, recently, I just moved to North Hollywood.
Oh, I saw you posted that.
Yeah, it needed to be central to all my projects that's
right.
going on for present projects and future projects. So,
well, tell us a little bit about your performances. How you started off?
Well, you know, I call myself a drag queen activist. I don't know much about history about the and I apologize if you need to help me out, but the whole thing in New York about the whole the wall. Sorry. But supposedly, I guess I read a little about it, but I guess a lot of drag queens came together and just made a big old protest and all that stuff. So I call myself a drag queen activist because I wanted to help out the community as a whole, not the gay community, but the community in general, and raise money. So that's what I mainly did at the beginning. I'm not perfect. I'm still learning the whole drag thing. But what I try to do is to keep myself humble and grounded is I do have my drag shows, but I still have my fundraiser drag shows on top of that to give back to community. Last year I raised over $120,000.
Wow.
For
that chump change.
Okay. So there was some little
where did that
drama.
Money go?
Exactly. Oh, honey. You have
no
idea the drama.
Oh, no.
So I had to email everybody, you know, just to cover my ass and say, can you please write a letter saying how much money I raised you and that you kept all the money and that I didn't go on my wigs. I had my own job to do that. Thank you. But, it was for HIV and AIDS, of course, for Planned Parenthood, for autism, you name it, I'll do it as long as it helps out the community as a whole. That's my thing.
Right.
And basically, now it's kind of, you know, this is my trademark hair color. And it's just kind of, you know, things just have happened, you know. And in the drag queen community, there's so much hatred and amongst each other.
Right.
And I don't get it. I think it's because of, I'm just assuming this, it's just jealousy. But I could be wrong, but you've seen my postings. I just ignore the bullshit.
Right.
And I just do me. And you know what? I go around them. I don't go through them. Let them fight amongst themselves. I don't have time for it. And I just go to venues, whether it's McDonald's or Jack in the Box, say, hey, do you need a drag show? And if they say yes, I'll do one. I don't care.
Right.
You know, and if they don't have the guts and balls to go, well, of course they're balls. But if they don't have the guts to walk in there and ask for a drag show, it's not my fault.
Exactly.
So I have the balls to do that. This is my business card. I walk in. This is what I have to offer. And so far, I've been very lucky, and I've been very fortunate, and I've worked with great people. You know, I've had some hiccups here and there, but I've turned those hiccups from a negative to a positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, what kind of entertainment? Are you a singer? Do you is there anybody you imitate?
I imitate Lady Vajayjay. That's who
Tell
I do.
Tell what you know, right?
I'm still learning about who Lady Vajayjay is as a performer, as a persona. I'm more influenced with, I guess, more of the R&B kind of influences. I guess my dad, he's Puerto Rican and African, so we listen to Earth, Wind & Fire and, you know, just all that kind of stuff, Diana Ross. So that's my influences. I'm trying to get into the whole twink. You guys know what twinks are? Okay.
No.
No?
I don't.
I think
you're
so.
Straight. You're such a liar. Please. So twinks are little younger kids. Basically, what I would say, if you're gay and if you're past 16, you're over the hill. Yeah, you have to be at least under 16 to be considered young in the gay world. But no, twinks are usually guys are young or looks young, skinny and cute. So I'm trying to get into their type of genre of music, like, you know, Lady Gaga, and it's not really my thing, sorry. But I'm trying.
But she dresses nice, right?
She does. She took it from us. You're welcome. No, but, you know, I'm trying to get into that, but more my influence is more like my bitter stuff, like Whitney Houston, It's Not Right, It's Okay. I love that number.
Right.
I made some new I made three new numbers that I'm going to hopefully try to memorize and premiere this Sunday in Palm Springs. But if not, then probably the following week.
Now, do you do a lot of your own booking, or do you have an agent?
You know what? I've done everything on my own. So I call myself a misfit drag queen. So, you know, and I try to hire, not all the drag queens I work with are misfits, but they find it hard to get bookings because in the drag community, you know, there's drag mother, there's drag daughter, there's drag whatever. And they try, from what I've experienced, they keep it amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not give other people chances. And sometimes drag shows, they all look for campy, basically funny stuff.
Right.
Or they all look for black drag queens, or they look for fat drag queens. They look for, I look for diversity.
Right.
That's my thing. I want a black one like myself. I want a fat one. I want a campy one. I want one with one arm. I want a tranny. I want it all. Because then I'm feeding to the whole crowd, to a diverse crowd.
Right.
So I'm giving everybody everything that they want. You know, I don't know why they don't want to book me, and I really don't care. I'm pretty busy. I have my own shows, like I said, so I'm not really worried about it at all. You know, I've had drag queens contact me and say, how do you do that? Grow some balls and go ask.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do.
You know, there's some interesting things you've I read, because you post everything, and you're an open book.
I'm addicted. I'm sorry. It's like crack. Facebook is like crack to me. Oh my God, I'm so addicted to it.
But I was on your website, and so you had, I mean, you talk about your experiences living overseas.
Yeah.
And your experiences that led to being involved in Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yes.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, I enlisted in the Navy when I was 20 years old. I lived in California City at that time, and I'm close to Edwards Air Force Base, where NASA is out there in the desert. And I just wanted to get out, and I needed to find a way out. And I decided to join the military. And I was in the Navy for 4 years, and I got out, and I had culture shock. You know, with being in the military, they took care of you. You sign a piece of paper, you're all good. Mm-hmm. And I was out for a year, and the transitional period that they gave you, I think it was about maybe 5 days, it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, I seriously was, it's like, I guess, being kind of traumatized, because everything was given to you. And so after being out of the military for about a year, I decided to go back in. And by that time, I was already out. I knew who I was about as a gay man or gay woman right now. as a gay man. And when I went back in, I just did not feel accepted anymore.
Right.
I was out. I was comfortable with who I was. Did I really get harassed? I think I got harassed. I only recall one experience when somebody called me a fag, and I turned around and I said, yeah, and what? And no one said a fucking word.
Yeah.
And I won't tolerate it. You know, that's what I fight for. So, the second time I enlisted, rumors went around about me being gay. There was no rumors. I didn't sleep with anybody or anything like that. And I just got tired of it. And so I decided to speak up.
Right.
And told my chief, and he says, well, you know, I need to report this. So he reported it, and the executive officer asked me to write a letter to notify the admiral of the base that I decided to come out, and I wrote him a letter. It was pretty strong. Like, I'm very black and white. So I basically didn't say that I decided to come out, but I am out, and I am very proud to be gay. And they pretty much put me in jail for 30 days and then processed me out in San Diego. They gave me a dishonorable discharge, but I was happy to get out, and I was proud that I disclosed my sexuality. And something happened which was really good. Was the guy that processed me out saw my evaluation, because my evaluation basically, I was basically at that time the highest evaluation was 4.0, being the perfect sailor. I was 3.836.
Mm-hmm.
And he's noticed that I've never been to court martial, I never got in any trouble. And but they lowered my evaluation to like a 1.6, I believe it was. And basically I lost all my benefits. And but he said, you know what, you haven't gotten in trouble, you haven't done anything except for this. So he raised my evaluation back up. I got an honorable discharge, but and I kept my benefits. But there's two forms of paper. I believe it's called DD-214.
Yeah, DD-214. Yeah.
And one is a short one, and one is a long one. And an inch a little longer one, it says it bends to homosexuality. So, but I'm happy that they decided to overturn that, and I'm actually thinking about going back in.
Yeah.
In November. So.
Now, what was your specialty?
I was an MS, or I was a cook.
Yeah.
And then I went from cook to pastry chef, and I went to Le Cordon Bleu in Pasadena. I'm not going to pay the bill. It's too much. Anyways, I went to school in Pasadena, and I thought going to school would help. Still getting paid $9 an hour. So then I decided to change gears to be an admin, and worked in admin for about 6 years.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, administrative jobs for a while, and then fundraisers came about.
I was going to say, well, then what led you into the drag?
So the first fundraiser was with Equality California. It was EQCA, Equality California. And it was with Elizabeth Aversa and Daniel Chad. We were trying to raise money for AIDS Walk. And I wanted to get active in the community. And we were trying to find performers. Nobody wanted to do it. They wanted money. It's like, dude, it's a drag show. So we got desperate. So we were like, why don't we just do the drag show? Boy, was I terrible. I was like, you know, like, just, you know, a straight dude wearing a dress, standing like a dude. That's what I was. Seriously, I still have video on my other Facebook, and I post it sometimes to encourage other drag queens to keep on practicing, because this is where I was.
Right.
You know, a little over 2 years ago, and this is where I am. Practice makes perfect, you know, and I didn't have anybody teach me, and I just taught myself. And I'm more, you know, there's test takers where people can work under pressure and take a test, written test. I'm a doer. You show me something, I'll do it okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it again. I'll do it better than you or exactly like you. The third time, I'm going to exceed. And that's how I've always been.
Right.
And even with this, you know, YouTube. Fortunately, now I have some friends that taught me just recently some other stuff. But, you know, I'm a quick learner. And I've always been a quick learner, you know, as long as you show me.
Well, so tell us about your outfit. Now, remember, we're on radio. Nobody can see
right.
us. You got to give us
the
description.
I know.
And talk all about
right.
It.
So, Lady Vajayjay. So, I wanted to find a signature hairpiece. And I went with, first one was the platinum blonde. Wrong move. Oh, my God. I still was not platinum blonde. And then I went with black. I didn't care for that. And then I saw this color here is cotton candy color, I guess. Right?
That would be exactly how
right?
Those two colors. That,
right.
The blueberry and then the more traditional
right?
cotton candy.
So
that's what you got there.
I saw that in the window in LA. It's like, that's my hair color. And so I have like six or seven of them.
Are they all
styles.
The same? Oh, okay. They're
yeah,
the same. They're
yeah,
different
yeah,
styles.
Different style, depending if I'm going to something like this. Or if I'm going to like a presidential function, I have more one. So, you know. But yeah, so this is my signature hair color. People know me when they see this, boom. They know Lady
yeah.
JJ. So or they've seen on Facebook. It's, I guess, you know, one of my friends says not many drag queens can get away wearing you know. And honestly, I don't want to fit in. I want to stand out. I want to get your attention about what I do in the community.
Right.
That's my goal. That's why I enjoy doing. I want you to listen to me. I want to talk about what we can do to help out the community. So,
how do you seek out the charities or that you support?
When I first started, I would contact people. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, you know, I worked with Equality California. And then I contacted Courage Campaign, who I worked with Nicole and Don Logue, and contacted, you know, when they had the AIDS Life Cycle I contacted them. Just depending what's going on. Let's see what's out. Autism. Mm-hmm. They contacted me. Like I put it out there
right.
on Facebook, and people have contacted me. And then there's something else. You know, I'm so sorry, Ben. I know he's probably listening to this right now. I can't. I'm so Asian, so I can't even say it. So I'm not gonna bother. I should know it. But I'm gonna be doing a fundraiser for. I'm not. Let's see. Where the heck is this? I feel so retarded right now. It's something. It's a good call. Though. Oh, here it is. Here you can say this. I cannot say it. It's lymphoma.
Oh, lymphoma.
Lymphoma.
Yeah.
Is that right? No, that's computer stuff.
I'm so sorry.
We'll figure it out.
That's right.
Yeah, we got time.
There it is.
Lymphoma Society.
Yeah, I did say it right.
Yeah. Man and Woman of the Year.
Yeah. So, you know, we're doing a fundraiser for them. But they contact me.
Cool.
And I'm willing to give back.
You know,
that's for me, that keeps... Yes, I have my shows where I get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have my shows where I have my budget. But I feel in my heart, as long as I do fundraisers at least once a month or twice a month, it will always keep me grounded.
Right.
Because money, yes, it makes the world go around, but... dirty and cheap, and it makes people get selfish and stupid. Right? Now,
we've had that conversation.
Yes,
if you earn it the right way, if you earn it the right way, that's a different story. But if you do it the wrong way, because we all know what's right and what's wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, when you do it the wrong way and you step on people, it's just going to happen to you. But if you do it the right way, everything will be good, you know? So, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick break because
okay.
It's about time for our next break. As soon as I can find the one I'm supposed to. There it is. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Swoops Road on Blog Talk Radio, and the number here is 917-889-7449 if you want to call in. Our guest is Lady Vajayjay, and we're going to be back right after this.
Hey all you out there in Swoops World, this is Rob from Night Views Radio, reminding you to join myself and Travis every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time on ztalkradio.com for Night Views Radio. You're not going to want to miss this show. We talk about some of the hottest topics, hot button issues, and we also chat with some of the most well-known celebrities, musicians, entertainers, newsmakers, comedians, whoever it is, we have them here on Night Views Radio. So make sure you join us every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, only on ztalkradio.com. For more information on our show, go to nightviewsradio.com.
Who will hear our story? Who will see this hell? Who will bring us justice? Tell me, who will? Calling him back to a Cajun girl so pretty. Old men sit outside the bars, tell stories they can't forget. Songs fly up to the evening stars on distant clouds. Now he's
last day off.
And you're listening to Swoops World Radio.
And welcome back to Swoops World on blogtalkradio.com. Number here is 917-889-7449. Want to give us a call? And if you do and you want to ask a question, press 1 on your phone so we know you want to do more than just listen. And the chat line is open, and our guest is Lady Vajayjay. Welcome
Hello.
Back.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you do so many different, charity events.
Mm-hmm.
Where, and you said you have something coming up in Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been? Strictly
well,
California? Have you gone elsewhere?
You know what? Let's see here. Palm Springs at Hunter's. That's where I actually have a show there. It's called Toss Salad. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
So you can take it either way. And then I'm going to have another drag show called Badge O'Vision at the Executive Suites in Long Beach on February 25th.
Yeah.
Yes, it's down the road.
Just up the street.
And
exactly.
21 and older, by the way. And then what else? There's something going on with me and the sisters of Perpetual Indulgence in March. I'm waiting to hear back from them. One of them did contact me. And then there should be two or three more shows coming up in March. So it'd be Q1. Where else? So Hunters and Long Beach. Am I missing one?
You gotta write this stuff down.
Yeah, you could,
I know.
Do you post them all on your website?
I do post them all on my website. I do my best to update my website as much as I can. Just currently, I'm not able to. I'm doing everything on my phone because I'm getting the internet connection.
Very.
Oh, thank you, fierce bitch. She says I'm a classy beauty. Classic beauty. Excuse me. Love it.
Now, I we were just talking off air. The pictures you have on your website is very cool pictures.
Thank you.
And the one we posted with you on the bike. Where do you take these?
Well, Sue Cassidy, who is a photographer, I call it a photographer to the drag stars. She's in my Facebook. And she says it takes a village to build a drag queen. And her help, and Diane Suter from Absolutely Fabulous in Huntington Beach, you know, she's loaned me jewelry and Sue's been taking photos. They've been gracious enough to give me a great deal on stuff and took photos from, you know, from, let's see, the last photo shoot in the purple, in the pink little, what's that, purple outfit, I don't know, with the mannequin.
Right.
That was in Rodale Drive. And actually, it was a story under, I think, Thoughts, basically with my little mishap with a Russian guy. My voice got really deep because he was kicking us out from the... the private property, but there were 7 other people there taking photos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, don't let this dress fool you, because I will kick your ass. Yeah. So, you know, but I ended up requesting to ask them to take me to the managers, and I talked to them. But there's a story on that, too, on my thoughts link.
If you'd like to call and talk to Lady Vajayjay and get in on the conversation. Swoop, what's our number?
917-889-7449. And once you get through, push 1 on your keyboard there, and that'll let us know that you want to ask a question, and we'll bring you on the air.
Oh, thank you, guys. What sweet comments. I'm sorry, I'm not doing Gaga. I'm an old queen. I'm not a young one. I hire bitches to do that. I'm sorry.
Now, what do you think? I don't know if you ever watched RuPaul's Drag Race.
I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I love, love, love. I'm learning so much from them. And I know you might see. I told the girls, like, they might ask me this question, so I just pop up now. Do I plan to be on it? I want to get my ammo ready. I want to know how to sew. I want to know how to put my makeup on in 30 minutes or less. You know, like if I need to.
Right.
I want to know how to tuck. I need to know what else. So do my hair. So once.
Well, you're ahead about half the ones I see on there, and I haven't seen the new season yet. But last season there's you're further ahead than.
Thank you. Well, no, you know what? There's different styles of drag, and I'm just learning myself. Like, I've been doing this less than 2 years, and so you know, no one's taught me. You know, I taught my own. I watched YouTube videos, and this is my thing. I'm still learning how to do mixes. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm not the prettiest thing out there, and I don't claim to be. But I have my own niche, and this works.
What was the hardest part for you?
Hang on real quick. Well, you have several callers on the line.
Uh-huh.
And but I want to make sure, if you have a question, press 1 on your phone so we know that you have a question. If not, we're just going to assume you're just listening. Go ahead with your question, Peter.
So what, for you, okay, you don't have to go on listen to that, it's going to confuse you. What for you was the hardest part about getting going and even now perhaps is
now
the hardest
part? No, honestly, it's the same thing. It's being accepted in such a small drag queen community. You know, the queens are, not all of them, but a majority of them are just, don't play pussy toe with me, Paul. We're on video. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Swoop. I just love my Caucasian. Anyways, I'm getting
that happens.
No, you know, the hardest part is just these queens can be so bitter and so mean, and I don't get it. And so, like I said, I just ignore it and go around them and let them fight and let them talk shit, you know. And the funniest thing, I know one time I did a show, and they're like, girl, she's doing your number. I didn't write that song. I don't give a shit. You know, it's like if somebody did my song and we're doing, because they like to keep everything a secret. A lot of it's ridiculous. But you know, if somebody does do a number that I was planning on doing or a similar mix, I'll go in the back. I'll make another CD and say, hey DJ, do this one instead, or just do the same one and just work it out.
Okay.
So
it looks like we have a caller who has a question for you. Ready to take some calls?
I'm ready.
Caller, you're on the air. Looks like the last 4 are 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Oh, my God. Lady Vajayjay, you are so fucking fierce. You go with your fierce self. You are a free
thank
bitch.
You.
I love you. Seriously. I just fell in love with you in the show. You are amazing.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
I'm so
but without
excited
your support,
to be
I wouldn't be fierce. Trust me. I need your support always.
You are so fabulous. I'm going to follow you from here on out. I'm serious.
Please
you're
do.
Amazing.
It's very important that you always be positive. I post a lot of crap on my Facebook, but for the most part, I always try to post positive things.
Oh, you are so nice. Seriously, I love your hair. I love your outfits. I love it. Your voice is so cute.
Thank
you're amazing.
You. But trust me, when I take it off, I'm just a dude.
That is amazing.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a small question. A friend of mine wants to know where you're from, Lady Vajayjay, like where you grew up and stuff.
I'm part Thai. Well, here, let me break it down. I'm actually Thai, Puerto Rican, Chinese and African. I'm just jacked up.
Oh my God, I'm part Puerto Rican too. I live in Puerto
okay.
Rico actually.
So basically
yeah.
my joke is when I drive I'm Asian, when you piss me off I'm Puerto Rican. You don't want to piss me off.
Right? Us Puerto Ricans, we know how to do it, right? We know how to kick
right?
some ass.
Or
you know
my joke is the front part is Asian and the back part is Puerto Rican because I don't pad in the back. It's all just all right. I'm the lucky bitches. I have an ass.
You're so fierce. I can't even handle it. Seriously, I want to give you a big hug. You're so amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. Seriously, you're amazing.
Thank you, baby girl.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks.
That's very cool, man. You got fans. Fans, that's what I'm talking about.
You got a whole giant room in the chat room of
right?
fans. This is great.
Well, you know, you were talking about, God, I lost my train of thought. Short train, though. So.
we were talking about how fierce things were in the world and how you were having a hard time breaking into that.
My question was, if you go on Drag Race, there's got to be some
yes, there,
cattiness.
There will be some cattiness, and I get that. And honestly, I'm learning. I'm not going to say what happened because I don't. I'm a lady in that sense. Normally, I'm, you know, sitting around with my legs open up because I really don't care. There are no rules in drag, I believe. But for the most part, there has been some negative things that happened to me last year, at the end of the year, and I turned those negative things into something positive. It made me grow a thicker skin really fast. And unfortunately, with that thicker skin, I don't trust people as much. Because normally when I meet, if I meet you,
right.
I trust you right off the bat. Nope. If you tell me you're white, Swoop, you're white. You're just a darker shade. You know? So,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So, but, you know, now, you know, I tend to dissect things a little more. Now that I have more shows, you know, like, I don't need people to kiss my ass. Be you.
Right.
That's all I ask. So, but, you know, it's hard to, I don't know what they're looking for, you know, and I don't care.
Right.
I just do me, and I hire people, I give them an opportunity. Hey, if, you know, some of them, they talk a big game, but when they come out, I'm like, you know, not saying I'm perfect.
Right.
But, you know, my shows have gotten to where it's a certain quality. So I need to keep that quality. If it was a beginning, then it'd be a different story.
Now, do you when you do your shows, do you select personnel or can people contact you?
People can contact me. I've had so many people contact me. It's not funny. And like they contact me about how you get your shows. Can I come in and perform your shows? And you know what? I have auditions in Palm Springs. I will have also auditions in Executive Suites once we start building the clientele there in Long Beach. You know,
right.
So. I will give everybody an opportunity. I feel, you know, I don't have a specific cast. I do have a set of girls that I like to use.
Right.
And when I tell my performers or my employees, I will always take care of you. But remember to take care of me. Don't kiss my ass.
Right.
Be real and take care of me, and I'll take care of you always. You know, I'm a good boss, but I'm a hard boss.
Huh? It is a business.
It is a business.
You know?
It is a business,
and,
definitely.
I think that's we talk about that with other things. Sometimes people don't understand the business aspect of
the show. Yeah. Business. I mean,
it is.
Sometimes they just concentrate on, and same with the art. They concentrate
right.
on the art, not the business, the show,
right.
not the business. One without the other is not usually all that successful.
Yeah, and that's why they call me a bitch. Because, you know, I'm very
that's a compliment, though.
Yeah, because I'm very direct. And yes, I have to be a little more sensitive, and so I normally apologize before I talk and say, look, I'm really black and white. I'm trying to work on it. But, you know, I never tell anybody, you know what, your makeup's jacked up, because I remember how mine was. I don't say anything. I don't dog people's makeup or what they do.
Right.
Okay? What I don't like is negative crap. Like, if something happened at the show and they posted on Facebook – there's, you know, Facebook is huge.
Right.
So people follow that stuff. And you don't post drama on there, especially if you're going to represent me.
Right.
I make sure I said, look, do not post negative shit about any of my show. If you do, you're done.
Right.
And there's a handful out there. You know who I'm talking about.
You know who you are.
You know who you is. And you know what? You can kiss my ass. You can do all whatever you want. It's not going to work.
Right.
Because you tore down that bridge. My whole so what I say sometimes on Facebook is this: I would rather have one strong bridge than many weak bridges.
Right.
And I would rather build a good rapport with somebody and show them, look, I don't want anything from you. I'll do good things for you because I want to. I don't want anything back in return.
Right.
I would appreciate it, but I don't need it. Yeah. You know. So.
Now the shows you're putting together, the one in Palm Springs and the one in Long Beach, those are going to be ongoing and
yes.
same day a week, each week?
Basically,
like
the one in Palm Springs is every other Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been doing it for about maybe 2 months now. We're building the clientele there.
Yeah.
There's so much drama about the drag queens I'm trying to hire. Oh, I could go on. It's just stupid crap. It's not like we're making $50 million. Girls, when I give you money, just take it. Yeah, Lord, it's not like you signed a contract. Anyways. And then the one in the Executive Suite, the grand opening is on the 25th.
Of this month.
Of this month. Actually, no, the 25th of, yes, February, that's correct, at 8 o'clock. And it's 21 and over there, and we're going to build our clientele there. We have some fabulous performers, Jayla DeFox, Chrissy Champagne, Eddie Delight, Melina Hideaway Delight, myself, of course. Landon Sider, which is a drag king. Jeez, I'm seriously, if you know any better, he's a good looking dude. He's just missing that one little body part that I need. He has some big boobs. Oh my god, like she we've seen her do it.
Yeah.
She gets duct tape and she pulls her titties apart and takes it. Oh my god, it's crazy stuff.
She's a professional.
She's that good. She's going out, she's doing a fundraiser, you know, she's trying to raise money for some, and I'm sorry, Landon, but she's trying to do some kind of like a drag king contest, travel somewhere, but she's fierce.
Yeah,
great.
So, yeah, or he's fierce, excuse me.
So we have some questions here.
Yes.
First of all, and we kind of touched on this earlier, but they want to know where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could answer that one quick. And then one of the other things.
So originally Thailand, but I'm part Thai and part Puerto Rican, I normally claim.
All right. And then one of the other questions that popped up was, is there a particular drag queen that inspired you to do this or that you, you know, look up to at some point?
We just talked about this. Honestly, no. I have people always ask me, do you know so-and-so drag queen? I'm like the straightest gay dude you'll probably ever meet. I don't know much about sports, but seriously, when I get done with this mess, I normally go home because honestly, if you stick around with a group of drag queens, then you just deal with the drama. And I don't deal with the drama. When I get done, I go home. Like, seriously, this shit comes off in 2 seconds. I do not mess around.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, hey, how's it going? You know, like, I'm like, I don't swish anymore. My wrists isn't limp anymore. I'm like, I'm a pretty straight dude, I think. If somebody knows me out there, you better not be calling and making mean comments.
Well, you know, one question I always ask performers, and you kind of touched on it a bit when you first did your performance. How's it felt performing and finding that you're getting better and then you're finding your groove? How does that?
I love that I'm learning.
Yeah.
You know, even this makeup, if people went to the Facebook and dug back at the old photos to now, is like I look, and I'm dogging the trans community. You know, we all have our slang, so you know, there's a time when a man goes to a transition, to a woman, the middle point,
right?
They kind of look, you know, yeah. So that's how I kind of look like, because I didn't know how to manipulate my face, because I do have a very masculine face. But once I figured out how to do the makeup and put a lot more on, I know how to work it now.
Right.
You know, and I always have to smile. I cannot not smile. If I don't smile, then I look like a dude.
You told me that.
Yeah. I need to smile. I if there's a camera behind me, I can sense it. I have, like, radar. Before, you know? So, yeah. I'm always smiling in camera.
Well, we're gonna take another break, and
okay.
We'll be back. You're listening to Swoops World on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Swoops World Prime Time. Come 10 o'clock, we have Swoops World Late Night, and that's on the Z Talk Network. But our guest right now is Lady Vajayjay. We're gonna take a quick break. Let you listen to Raspin Stewart.
Love it.
Started out so innocently, we learn to take what we need. Forgive us for our greed, let's dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. The wrong world, now built in a day. In time stands still, for no one they say. Yes, you will pass the same way. Dance, we smoke the hookah and dance. Confusion creates prophecy. Fall now to their knees. Watch their palms bleed. Dance, we smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. from the tree. Now there's only frozen streams. Turn now, so why don't you turn now? So why don't you turn now?
We smoke the hookah and dance,
black and white,
black and white
and dry. Show me a minority who hasn't suffered or cried. Living in a land where freedom calls down.
We smoke the hookah and dance.
You're wondering, hey, Swoop, what is that going on behind you there? Well, I'm over here at Powerhouse Fitness, and what's going on behind me is an indoor rowing class. And what you're hearing in the background there is music going on at about 30, 32 beats a minute. That whirling sound of the fans of the flywheel of an indoor rowing machine, Concept 2. And that voice, that's Jack Nunn. He's teaching one of the classes here. So many classes going on here. The rowing core, beats per minute, rowing burn, rowing coach, you name it. The spin class, Zumba classes. They got the core arc workout. And two locations, 5750 Boathouse Lane, 1347 Loma Avenue for the warehouse location. First class is free. Come on out, good friend of Swoop's World. Come on out, meet Jack Nunn, meet some of the other instructors here. So many of the instructors are U.S. national team rowers. You're going to burn 800 calories an hour and, get your groove on, man. I'm going to get back on here and jump on one of these rowers and get my sweat on. So, he's yelling at me. So I'm going to have to get back real here pretty soon. So come on down. Check out a good friend of Swoop's World. Check out Powerhouse Fitness. Like I said, tell them Swoop's World sent you. First class free. Check it out. And I'm going to get you back to the show. But I'm going to go ahead, get back here, get sweaty, have some fun. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Barry Rolera. You're listening to Swoop World.
World. And I'm going to tell you about a quick thing we got going on here, and we'll be back to our guests. On February 13th, the Swoop's World will be broadcasting live from an event, and let me tell you about it. The California-based nonprofit organization Civil Unions for All is hosting a benefit for UNICEF at Cafe Aubrey, located at 6701B Hollywood Boulevard at Las Palmas in Hollywood. And the cafe is named after Audrey Hepburn, who was a UNICEF first Goodwill ambassador. The benefit is a Valentine to the women and children of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. 100 or more women and girls are raped in the DRC each day, thousands each month. The DRC has been long war-torn, and despite recent peace, the rapes continue. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called them not only war crimes, but crimes against humanity. The DRC has been called the worst place in the world to be a woman or a girl. There's a sliding scale requested donation at the door between $5 and $25. More if you can, less if you can't. You are invited to make a donation at civilunionsforall.org website. If you cannot attend, the benefit and all of your donations are tax deductible and will go to UNICEF's DRC Assistance Program. The benefit will feature several stand-up comics, including Jimmy Z and Andy Quinn, graduates of Judy Carter's Comedy Workshop, also comics Big Dave and Wes Greeson, also some local songwriters and performers, as well as Swoops World will be there also. So
that's old school there, man.
February 13th, man. That's the way I roll sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Normally something that long gets pre-recorded. I'm impressed.
I was busy all day. But welcome back. And welcome back if you want to give us a call. 917-889-7449. The chat line is open. Our guest is Lady Vajayjay. Lady Vajayjay, welcome back.
What up?
And what up? And our other two fellows just showed up. The LB Food Review, Chris and Taylor, have arrived.
Yeah, we were here the whole time. What are you talking about?
What do you got? You got some questions in the chat room there?
Well, we covered some of them. So for those of you who have asked about Kelly Clarkson and Mariah Carey, Lady Vajayjay is a fan. But as she said, what'd you say?
I'm sure she can answer.
Yeah.
Webcam shows. You nasty, nasty person. I do, actually. No, joking.
Let's tell us who are some of your other performers? Who inspire you or acts that you'd like to emulate?
Well, you know what? What inspires me is, I guess it's like a musician where things happen to them. And that's how my acts come about, or my mixes come about. Like recently, there's a mix with Christina Aguilera, I'm Beautiful, and it changes to this rapper, it's a trans rapper, beautiful, beautiful girl. Her name is Fox Giselle, and the song is called Hate Me Because You Ain't Me. And then it goes into, I can't remember this lady, but it's I'm Conceited. Basically, that song came up because last year I wondered why some drag queens did not like me. And instead of wondering why they didn't like me, I ignored the negativity, like I said, and worried about myself. And I did me. And so that song basically is about my confidence in myself and to ignore the bullshit and just do me and good things will happen.
Right.
And it's happening.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, you work hard and
I do.
And put the bullshit aside and, yep. and move forward. And yep. Good things happen.
You know, I post on Facebook sometimes. The people I've met in my life recently, we all have a common thing. It's called, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called The Secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I try to live my life by. You know, to manifest whatever I want. And it happens.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna wish for everything. But you know, slowly I'm building things, and I just put out positive stuff in the universe, and things happen.
Well,
so
outstanding. Well, you know, we're running short on time. Is there anything that you wanted to cover that we didn't get to cover tonight?
Nope. You know, just thank you very much. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on my website. Soup and Paul. Thank you so much for having me here. I so appreciate it. The boys are taking off their clothes right now. I'm sorry you guys can't see this. Oh, my God. No, but thank you so much for having me. Follow me on Facebook. Like I said, we're going to talk about OC Pride when that happens. You'll see me at Long Beach Pride and LA Pride. And
well, I'm going to have to catch you down here at the Executive Lounge.
Yes, please do.
I've seen some pretty decent drag shows
and
over
contact
here, so.
Me anytime.
Absolutely. And then... let us know if you got anything going so we can put it out on
okay.
on the show. We always support our past guests. And
if somebody needs me to be at a fundraiser, I'm either free or cheap. Trust me. So contact me. I am Asian, after all.
Well, thanks a lot, Lady Vajayjay. We're going to go on another quick break. We're going to let you listen to Kelly Fitzgerald, who is a recent guest on our show, and we'll be back with LB Food Review.
Always showed up 30 minutes late.
You know, every one of our shows is archived, and you can find them all online. If you missed a show or one that you want to definitely hear again, you can find them. And where can you find them? You can find them right here on Blog Talk Radio under Swoops World. You can find them at swoopsworld.com. You can find them for free on iTunes. You can subscribe to our RSS feed. You can go back and listen to who? John Nunn, Olympic medalist. Jack Smith, Academy Award winner. Grace Slick, rock and roll superstar. Michelle Mangione, Tom O'Keefe, you name it, we've had them, man. J. Ross Perelli. No, I mean, there's just so many people. I can't name them all. I'm sorry if I left somebody you love out. Go to swoopsworld.com, look at the list, go to blogtalkradio.com/swoopsworld. Just scroll on down, see what you got. But they're all archived, and they're all there for you, the Swoops World listener, to go back and check out and listen to again. So check out our archives. Go back and re-listen to some shows that you've missed and some that you haven't heard, because they're there, and they're going to be there for in perpetuity, that's what they say. So check those out. Revisit them. And like I said, you can always subscribe to our RSS feed, or you can always subscribe to them on iTunes, downloadable for free. And, hey, thanks for listening. And welcome back to Swoops World. And, like I said, all our shows are archived. And, If you miss any of our shows, you can always find them back on the same link you got here, and you can also download them for free on iTunes. So check that out. Just a little shout out to some local Blog Talk Radio shows that are friends of ours, and that would be Stevie Mack, comedian Stevie Mack. He's on every Monday through Thursday, 6 o'clock to 6:30. He's a funny guy. He's had some really good guests lately. Ohio Players yesterday, and DeBars recently. And tomorrow night is Thursday night, which means
it's a rant.
Thursday night rant. He's a comedian, and he'll have you laughing for a good solid 30 minutes. And our old buddy Michael Knight is back. He's been back a little bit now, and he's scheduled again for the 8th, the 12th, and the 15th. And I think two of those are the Michael Knight Show, and one of them is Night Vision, I believe it is, Night Vision. So check him out, Michael Knight, on Blog Talk Radio. And that was Lady Vajayjay, man. How'd you?
That was fun.
She was great, man.
She was great. And for you guys just got here. For those who were just listening,
in when you felt like
she
it.
Talked about in the beginning how she raised $124,000 last year for
wow.
various causes, which, you know, putting her money where her mouth is, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
So to speak.
She did. She's funny. And then I'm going to have to check out her show and report back, man. It's funny because I look at the stuff she posts on Facebook, and she is busy.
Working hard. Good for her.
So what do you guys got for us? Well, before I say that, those of you who are listening to us now, you know, some of you may or may not know, at 10 o'clock we switch over to Z-Talk Radio for Swoops World's Late Night, and tonight will be our topic is Death by Misadventure. And we'll also be tasting some Jameson's whiskey, so get yourself a bottle. You got time to run out and buy a bottle and get back in time to join us at ztalkradio.com and join in on the tasting and the conversation about these crazy ass ways people die. looking forward to that. So, what's up?
What's up, dude? Well, yeah, man. What have we been up to? We've been up to eating as always, but you know, I was actually just looking at a picture on Facebook, and we were up north. Our friend Boobies, he flew in from the East Coast. He had just moved to Boston, and he came in. And we drove up there for his birthday.
Uh-huh.
And
what did he turn?
2024.
Oh, old guy, hanging out with
Jack
you guys.
And we went to. This restaurant called El Ranchito. It's in the city of Riverbank.
Uh-huh.
And now you see these margaritas. These are not big margaritas, right? You guys see those margaritas? We're drinking. Those aren't large glasses, right?
No.
Average looking at that.
I drink three of those and it floors me. I don't know if they've got like mezcal in there or whatever's going on, but they are delicious and they get you drunk. But I mean. Like that.
Score.
Yeah. So the food at this restaurant is really, really good. I wrote a review about it today. Taylor, I think, is going to post it in the next couple of days, maybe.
Mañana.
And, yeah, read about it. It was a great restaurant. If you ever find yourself in Modesto for some reason, you can cruise on over to Riverbank.
Usually,
Riverbank, this little suburban suburb of Modesto, city of action.
Awesome. If I find myself in Modesto, I'm looking for law enforcement to report I've been kidnapped.
Or at least come and collect your body, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, come on. Too soon for the Peterson.
Oh, God. Not so misunderstood.
Oh, Scott Peterson, man. Yeah.
What's happening over on your end of the table there?
My end of the table? Well, it depends on how in-depth you want me to go, my friend. let's see here.
All his hair.
Yeah.
He's threatening to cut it off for weeks.
No, it's got to have been months now.
Months?
I'm losing it, dude. It's got to go. But I got to get paid first.
Dude, I'll buzz that shit for you.
We all know how it ends up. It doesn't end up good.
A buzzed buzz.
That's actually the best way to cut hair. I cut our buddy Justin's hair a couple times when we were living in the dorms. And, man, the first couple beers, you got to drink at least two beers before you start cutting somebody's hair. Because if you go into it nervous, that's when you're really going to screw something up. And cutting hair isn't like, you know, some other tasks where you can recover from your mistakes. Oh, man.
Hey, how about a little brief, not in-depth,
uh-huh.
A little brief, little, what do you call that, a little
snippet?
Teaser, a little sports teaser.
Okay, well, in the gridiron realm, today, the first Wednesday of February, is always National Signing Day for college recruits to sign their letters of intent. Players coming out of high school and junior college getting recruited to go to schools to play big-time college football make their decisions today. Well, they declare their decisions today on paper. So we'll get into that a little later on this evening.
Did you just happen to see the story on the kid who pulled his letter of intent because he said he got chastised on Facebook?
No. Yeah. He couldn't stand the heat, huh?
Yeah, he said.
Then he wasn't going to make it. <in college. laughs> They say a lot of not nice things.
So they were accusing his mom of being working for a recruiter and all this kind of stuff. So he said, I'm not going to that school now. I'm going to go. Yeah, I guess he's the top linebacker. Top linebacker recruit.
Well, he might need to toughen up
a little testable fortitude.
It's not as bad as that kid a couple years ago who faked the whole ceremony. You know how they put the three hats on the table?
And they go,
I'm going to go for Cal. And that kid from up north who did that thing and said he was going to go to Cal. And then they're like, you don't have a scholarship offer. And he did it like in the gym in front of his whole high school. And like his parents were there and he made the whole thing up. I felt so bad for that kid. He must have just crawled in a hole for weeks.
Well, you know, he dug himself a hole and he just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
The more you lie to cover it up, the worse it gets.
Exactly.
In other stuff, you got some other big football game coming up. I don't know. I mean, I guess the biggest game was last week. I mean, who didn't watch the Pro Bowl? I mean, I know I was riveted.
Were you?
I think I was in the car.
I was at Beach. Beachwood
Barbecue down in Seal?
Yeah, man. Now, that's a barbecue place.
That place is good stuff.
I digress. Go ahead.
so we've got the Super Bowl on Sunday. For those of you who haven't made any plans yet, you're not invited to my house because I don't have cable. But,
it comes with regular channel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got rabbit ears, don't you?
Well, that's the thing. You can't get rabbit ears.
You have to have digital rabbit ears.
Yeah, you have to have the fancy dancy ones now because everything's on the digital.
Oh, right.
You're poor enough that you
can't get a haircut.
I qualify for subsidized
converter box.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, you know, we've got two freezing cold weather teams, the Packers and the Steelers, who are heading down to supposedly balmy North Texas. And it's about 30 degrees and dumping snow in Texas right now, too.
Yeah. Still warmer than where they're from, though.
A little bit. Not much, though. They got rolling blackouts in Texas right now because everybody has using so much energy to heat their
They've actually
right
told
now.
People who were traveling there for the Super Bowl to wait.
Wait to drive from Wisconsin to Texas until Thursday or Friday because the roads are going to be so bad with the snow. So, you know, at least the Packers and the Steelers are going to feel at home. I wish they would open the roof up so they could get a real nasty season.
Well, here's the thing.
They're going to have to wait for
football,
2014.
In my opinion, football is supposedly played, you know, in the elements. So
I agree.
If the game's in a snowy place, on the frozen tundra, that's where it's supposed to be played.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line, man.
Yeah, and hey, what better time for a Super Bowl to be played on the frozen tundra than when the Packers
Two cold weather teams, man.
I mean, it doesn't get any colder than Lambeau.
I like Aaron Rodgers. I like the guy.
You got a little man crush on him?
Well, I think he's a cool guy, and, you know, I was talking...
You've been hanging with him? He's a cool guy? And you make that decision there, man?
if you would have let me. My brother,
who
played football at Cal, was telling me not too long ago that they all used to go visit Aaron Rodgers' parents in Reno and party in Reno up there.
So that makes him a great football player.
I just like the guy.
Okay.
I could literally give a shit less about pro football. I mean, I don't care about it, but I like Aaron Rodgers.
I could see your, you know, with that hat you're wearing, you don't care much about pro sports, period.
That hat is a bastardization.
You know what?
Gift.
Because I can say it on this channel. Fuck you.
them all out, because after 10 o'clock, man, they don't fly. They go, no. We don't play that here, bro.
It seems a little incongruous that we have to get all of our naughties in during prime time. And then in late night, we can't say the F-bomb.
So. No, you got to come up with a word anyway.
Okay, we just need to get one of those horns in here. You got to get the soundboard going so that we get the buttons.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Take it back to the 20th century.
Oh, gosh.
I went to the Pipe the other night for dinner. I saw that you liked that on Facebook.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I said, Chris just got to the Pipe 5 minutes ago. It was all I could do not to run out the house.
Yeah. You should have come over there, man. You should have. I had their special with meatloaf. Really good. It was really like home style, just, you know, like what you expect your mom would make. It wasn't like too gussied up. It wasn't done all special. It was just good. And I like the crowd in there too, man. I like the hipsters.
You like the skinny jeans,
guys. I think that a lot of those people have a lot of style, man. I like the style.
See that commercial? I can see that. Now you just remind me of that commercial where that guy's standing there in the skinny jeans and he can't walk.
Dude, skinny jeans don't work when you got thighs like mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't need to be looking like one of those sisters that walks around in the tights with their fucking fat squeezing out all over the place. Like, that's what I would look like in skinny jeans.
Oh, gosh. Now our buddy Travis, Travis from Night Views,
mm-hmm.
Good friends on the other coast there. He just sent in a slogan for all the Packer fans. Now you gotta understand, Travis lives in Jersey, I believe. But he said Green Bay, pack and fudge since 1921. Wow. That's a little harsh, huh?
Yeah.
That's a little harsh.
Oh,
does that mean, what's the Jersey? He's got the Giants, right?
And the Jets.
Well, the Jets are good. I like the Jets. And the Mafia. They got the Sopranos.
Don't forget the Red Devils for you hockey fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor here.
The greatest season of hockey was the one that didn't happen. Because ESPN just didn't play any hockey, anything.
Once again. The guy in the Dodger hat is trashing Major League sports.
Hey, you know what? My team's turned into a total circus, man.
It is a total circus.
And you know what? It could turn out really good or it could turn out really bad. But
it's not going to turn out really good.
I'm optimistic. Really bad.
Yeah.
No, that's all right, though, because L.A. sports are about to get a whole heck of a lot more interesting. I don't know if you guys saw anything about this. But
What's the stadium thing?
Stadium business that, you know, I still probably not going to happen. But
they're saying downtown, or are they saying
well, this yeah,
downtown.
All one they're talking downtown. About now is downtown.
Yeah.
They're trying to wedge one in there by Staples. And
they're
going to
knock out. They're going to knock. They want the goal is the plan is to knock out the what is it called the
west section of the
convention
Civic
center.
Convention center.
The
but
old parts.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, the older part. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
It needs to be knocked down.
They say they have the cash to build. They say they have $1 billion.
Well, they have the cash.
What? Yeah, they say they have.
They're
the
just
cash.
Not going to spend it. That's
they say,
the problem.
But they want a bond measure.
Yeah.
To pay for it.
You know those guys have the cash. We're talking AEG. They got the cash. They just don't want to spend it. Yeah.
And then,
we got the cash, but we don't want to spend it.
And the thing is they have this agreement with Farmers Insurance Group, right?
$700 million.
Not a penny changes hands until there is a team committed to being here.
Stadium built. And the team.
Yeah.
They need both
before Penny changes hands.
And of course, the team's not coming until the stadium's built.
Right.
But if they get two teams, then they get a full billion. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like they got two teams playing the Staples Center. Well, they got one good team, the Clippers.
black and yellow.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Good times. So you guys looking forward to this Death by Misadventure?
I really am. So we're kind of, I mean... How Darwin Awards-y is this going to be? Are we going to be talking about people with vending machines over on
this? It's all good. Light and firecrackers.
We really want that extra.
You know, whatever, man. Whatever works.
All right.
You know, what's funny is I got to watch that show, A Thousand Ways to Die, and it just cracks me up. I guess that's kind of dark, but it does. It cracks me up. You know, some of the stories of what I mean, it just amazes me. So we'll talk about some of those stories, some of the stuff I found on the internet, and whatever anybody else has got, man. You know, so it's all good in the hood, you know. And of course, you know, Jameson's.
Yep. Can't go wrong there.
You can't go wrong there. Yeah. So we're working on that out. So that's gonna be fun. Peter and I were talking before you guys got here about Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
That's sports related there, Taylor.
Yeah, a great man. A truly great American has passed on.
I was reading all about him, you know, having his legs and arms shackled, pulling.
You don't remember that? Of course you don't. I do.
I don't know why. Pulling the skull children in the lifeboats across Long Beach Harbor.
Uh-huh,
that's pretty incredible.
He did that for his, like, 70th birthday.
Yeah,
or
with 70 people for his 70th birthday.
Yeah.
That's
a stud.
Yeah. Definitely. Our hat goes off to Jack LaLanne.
He always had really horrible hair, though. You look at all those pictures.
As opposed to the freaking jumpsuit he was wearing? I never saw his hair. I could get past the jumpsuit.
Oh, sure. he had this little Jufro going all the time, man. You know, I mean, it was just like this puff, like this little flat puff, like thing, you know?
Yeah, some people would consider that a little derogatory. I'm just saying, man.
No, I mean, all my friends that are of the Jewish faith all refer to it as that. Right?
I don't know what all your black friends call each other, but I don't want to hear it.
Well, you call me bro. That's what I call you.
Oh, that's right. The black friend.
Oh, now there's like two more.
Don't
cry now. Yeah, yeah. Actually,
they weren't allowed when I was going to stay.
Yeah, yeah. They had their own tree. They really did.
Their own what?
A family.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
You're really making me
sick. Oh, God. Is that you, Peter, with your hand up? Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, just does that.
All right. It's all good.
I do think it's kind of interesting that the bald guy was talking shit on Jack LaLanne.
Dude, I still really want to do that commercial. With Jack, I think that'd be hilarious.
You got to talk to Jack. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, we do have a date for our
yes, we do.
Ergathon that we'll be putting out there pretty soon. Fundraiser for adaptive rowing program for vets. So that's going to be in April. What did we say? April 9th?
April 9th.
So we have quite a few fundraisers and special events that will be popping up. Like I said, we'll be broadcasting on the 13th. From Cafe Aubrey in Hollywood. So, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna wrap up primetime here and get set up for Swoop's World Late Night. We want to thank everybody for listening in, and we want to thank Lady Vajayjay for being our guest tonight. And you can always find us at swoopsworld.com. You can always download all of our shows for free from iTunes, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you want to send us an email, it's swoopsworld@gmail.com. What you can do now is you can transition over to ztalkradio.com, and we'll be coming on there in about 10 o'clock. But there's a show, I'm sure there's a show going on right now, and we'll be there at 10 o'clock and do our late night show. So thanks for listening to Swoop's World Primetime, and we'll check you back with you in about a half an hour.